Welcome to your five for the day. The Battle of Waterloo was fought on Sunday the 18th of June 1815 near Waterloo in present-day Belgium. But then it was part of the United Kingdom of the Netherlands. A French army under the command of Napoleon was defeated by the armies of the 7th Coalition, comprising an Anglo-Allied army under the command of the Duke of Wellington, combined with a Prussian army under the command of Gerhard von Blücher. Upon Napoleon's return to power in March 1815, many states that had opposed him formed the 7th Coalition and began to mobilize armies. Two large forces under Wellington and Blücher assembled close to the northeastern border of France. Napoleon chose to attack in the hope of destroying them before they could join in a coordinated invasion of France with other members of the coalition. Waterloo was the decisive engagement of the Waterloo Campaign and Napoleon's last. According to Wellington, the battle was the nearest run thing you ever saw in your life. The defeat at Waterloo ended Napoleon's rule as Emperor of the French and marked the end of his 100 days return from exile. It is said that on the evening of June the 18th, 1815, a man stood in the tower of Winchester Cathedral, gazing anxiously out to sea. At last he found what he was looking for, a ship sending a signal by use of lights. He strained to see the message. All of England held its breath with him, wanting to know the outcome of the war between their military leader, the Duke of Wellington, and the French dictator Napoleon Bonaparte. So, as he stood in the tower of Winchester Cathedral, our man waited to relay the news that would determine England's future. The signal came just as a heavy fog was rolling in. It only just got through, but how he wished it hadn't, for the signal read, "Wellington defeated." The man signalled to other stations, and the news spread across the countryside, bringing great gloom and sadness. But then, a great reversal. The fog lifted, and the message was sent again, this time in full. "Wellington defeated the enemy." Joy, happiness, delirium, Wellington had won. When Jesus died on the cross nearly 2,000 years ago, it seemed the message was, "Christ defeated." But 3 days later, we discover that the message had not been received in full. The resurrection reversed what we initially thought and declared Christ defeated the enemy. We should rejoice again and again in the glorious triumph of Christ on the cross and realize how total Christ's victory was at Calvary. It was a victory for us because Jesus took our place, bearing our sin on the cross. He paid the price for our redemption and our eternal salvation. On the cross, he paid it all. Calvary was an eternal victory for whoever is willing to receive it. That's our choice, of course. Nobody can make it for us. Lo, in the grave he lay, Jesus my Saviour. Wait in the coming day, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose. Hallelujah, Christ arose. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.